Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Praise God. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. I'm excited about the Word of God. Thank God for the Word. You know, there have been so many areas in my life where I've just blown it. But, you know, God loves us, and He loves you. He loves us all. No matter what we've done, He still loves us. And that'd be something that you and I need to put in operation for other people, right? I mean, we got to love them no matter what. It's important to look beyond the fault to the real needs in people's hearts. Today, I don't really have anything planned or didn't have anything planned until a few moments ago when these thoughts just kind of came to me of something I'd heard from one of our Bible teacher friends, Sherman MacArthur. And it just really ministered to me when he read this, or his wife Cindy read this from the Amplified in a discussion we were having, and it jumped off the page at me, and I want to read it to you. First, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for Holy Spirit, who brings the word to us and makes it alive in our spirits, and then we speak it out and act on it and meditate on it and renew our minds. Thank you for that word that can carry us through any kind of spiritual warfare. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to look at a very familiar passage of Scripture we've talked about here on this podcast probably numerous times, and we'll probably talk about it a lot more. But it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. I'll read it first from the King James, and then we're going to look at the Amplified Classic. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, starting with verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Let's stop right there. We could go on with this, but this is so important for us to focus in on. I believe the Holy Spirit really wants us to focus in on this today. Let's look back through the verses very briefly. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. I think that verse right there is something we ought to all meditate on for a while. We're in this human body, we walk in this fleshly realm, but we don't war after the fleshly realm when it comes to spiritual attacks and exercising your faith. That's the realm of the devil, the realm of lies, and he's trying to throw lies at us. And I thank God that we can walk in the Word, walk in truth, and as we said last time, speak that truth. It's so important to speak the truth in love. But understand, your warfare is not after the flesh. Let's read on. Verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not carnal. I'm looking at a Bible that my mother gave me, and she wrote down opposite. Opposite. They are spiritual. And I wrote not of the flesh. So the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're opposite. They're spiritual weapons. They're not of the flesh. But they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And Mom also wrote in this, Satan. She wrote that beside it. You know, I wrote these notes. I'm just looking through my notes here in this Bible. It says, remember Satan said, I'll exalt my throne above the most highest. I'll exalt my throne. See, that's his desire, is to exalt himself and throw strongholds at you that try to trap you. And he will trap you if you allow your weapons to work after the natural. You know, what kind of weapons do you really have? I mean, from a positive standpoint, I can think positive when something negative comes against me. I can have a positive attitude. I can, you know, look and smile and look on things in a different way, a different perspective. And all those things are great. But when we can look to the Word of God, when the enemy is coming against us, then we will stop him from setting up a stronghold in our lives. In fact, these weapons of God pull down the strongholds in the natural realm and in the spiritual realm. We're going to go into much more detail on these later on, I'm sure, as we continue to record these podcasts. But look at verse 5. Casting down imaginations. I mean, this is how we use our weapons right here. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, verse 5 is really cool. It's really, really a key verse here. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that tries to exalt or lift itself up against the knowledge or the Word of God. And that's what Satan tries to do. He tries to bring lies against the Word. He's bringing imaginations that are against the Word, trying to give you worst-case scenarios to promote fear in your life or pride in your life. It depends on which direction you're coming from, which perspective. But again, casting down. This is how we do it. We cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I want to read this from the Amplified Classic. This is what Sherman ministered, and it really helped me. I'd seen it before, but it had been a long, long time. And I'm going to read starting with verse 3 and go down to verse 5 in the Amplified Classic. For though we walk, live in the flesh, we are not carrying on our warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons. See, we don't live after a mere human standard. We're not mere humans, unable to talk yet, as Paul wrote. For the weapons, verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. And here's the key verse right here that I want to get to. Inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God, okay? And we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ the Messiah, the Anointed One. These three words is what he brought out teaching this. Inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings. Let's look at some of these words here. Refute. What does the word refute mean? The definition of refute in the English language is to prove a statement or a theory to be wrong or false. To disprove. Synonym would be to debunk, discredit, invalidate. I like that. To prove that someone is wrong. See, we're refuting that whoever's bringing these theories and arguments and reasonings, that they're wrong. Another meaning, to deny or contradict a statement or accusation. Just because the devil makes a statement and says it in your mind, and you may think of it as in the first person singular, like Sherman brought out to me a while back, hey, I'm no good, or I'm just an old sinner saved by grace, or I'm not healed. All that's lies. All that's junk. And it's a statement that actually contradicts the Word. Well, we're to contradict those statements. We're to contradict, it says, to deny or contradict a statement or accusation. Well, who is the accuser of the brethren? We're to deny and contradict the accuser of the brethren and prove him wrong. Praise God. Okay, so we're going to refute three things: arguments, theories, and reasonings. Again, arguments, theories, and reasonings. The first one, argument. Here we're going to do these definitions here from the English. An exchange or diverging of opposite views, typically a heated or angry one, an angry exchange. And that's what the enemy is trying to do. He's angry. Why is he angry? Because he's afraid. He is afraid. You are threatening the Word of God in you. When you speak it out loud, act on it, and put it together with faith, you are a threat to him. So he's angry. So he's trying to create a stronghold in you, and you've got to cast down those imaginations that are coming at you, those arguments, theories, and reasonings. Do you hear me? Amen. So we're refuting, we're proving wrong his argument. He has nothing to stand on because Jesus defeated him. And these arguments are coming to you in your mind. So we've got to get the Word in our spirit man and renew our minds. The word theory means a supposition or a system of ideas intended to explain something, especially one based on general principles independent of the thing to be explained. It's a hypothesis. I was trying to think, it doesn't come to me now, but perhaps it will in the future. Kenneth Hagin used to say a theory is like a supposition based upon the ignorance of the one who's delivering it or bringing the theory. I mean, really, I'd rather just be on the word of God, okay? It's trying to explain something. So the devil's trying to explain to you through your imagination why you're not healed. And most of the time that comes through the element of sin consciousness. He's trying to make you aware of your sin so that you can't receive your healing. I mean, that's just one example there. So arguments, theories, and reasonings. The action or thinking about something in a logical, sensible way. That's what the definition of reasonings is. A reasoning is the action of thinking about something in a logical, sensible way. Well, that's exactly what the enemy wants to do. He wants you to think of it in a logical way. But sometimes the Word of God is not logical. It is not subject to logic. It is subject to God. It's the Word of God. And logic, you trying to figure it out, is what causes a lot of times our faith to fail. And we fall flat on our face and wonder, what happened? That's because we were giving in to those imaginations. All right. I think we got that now. Arguments, theories, and reasonings. Wow. You know, the Word says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So what are you thinking about? What are you believing? What are you saying? Are you speaking in line with what the enemy wants you to say? Are you thinking in line with him? Or are you thinking the way God thinks about you? All right. So let's move on. And back in the King James, the weapons of our warfare, verse 4, are not carnal. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And here's one of my favorite passages of Scripture, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I believe it's the New Testament for the deaf says something like this, as I recall. Take every thought, catch it, and make it obey Christ. Take every thought that's coming to you, catch it, and if it's not obeying Christ, make it obey Christ. Make it a lie that it is. Prove and refute the arguments, theories, and reasonings that the enemy's trying to bring at you. Praise God, we can do this. We can do it because it's in the Bible that says we can. But we've got to realize that our weapons of our warfare are not carnal because we're in spiritual warfare. Somebody may say, well, I don't believe in demonic spirits. Well, I'm sorry, they're in the Bible and we've got authority over them. So you've got authority over them when they're throwing those thoughts at you. Praise God. This is called mind renewal, getting it renewed to what God says about you. Well, I've gone longer than I wanted to, but let's look at First Peter, and we'll close with this. Well, we'll try to anyway. First Peter chapter 5, verse 6, all right, through 9. And we'll just touch on this. Maybe we'll go into more detail later, but listen to this. This kind of backs up what we're saying. First Peter 5, verse 6, we'll start there. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. See, not what the enemy's trying to exalt himself. Against the knowledge of God, those imaginations. Casting, how do you do this? Humble yourselves. How do you humble yourself? Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, like a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. They're common afflictions. I'm going to read that from the Amplified, verse 8. Be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind, be vigilant and cautious at all times. For that enemy of yours, here we are, spiritual warfare, you can't fight him in the flesh now. That enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a roaring lion, it should say, in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Withstand him firm in the faith against his onset, rooted, established, strong, immovable, and determined, knowing that the same identical sufferings are appointed to your brotherhood, the whole body of Christians throughout the world. I mean, hey, that's what the enemy is trying to do. He has appointed those sufferings. But I like verse 10, but after you've suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who imparts all blessing and favor, who has called you into his own eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself complete and make you what you ought to be, established and ground you securely, praise God in His Word, and strengthen and settle you. Hallelujah. Why? Because we've got the Holy Spirit in us. He's given us the weapons of our warfare. He's given us spiritual weapons to stand against the enemy. Praise God. Well, like Brother Hagin used to say, I've preached myself happy. That's kind of where I'm at here, because I see in my own life that I need to continually understand that the enemy is trying to bring warfare against me, and it's in spiritual warfare. And I need to be very aware, be keenly aware, be sober, be vigilant, because he's trying to come. But praise God, we can, verse 9 says in verse Peter 5, we can resist him steadfast in the faith. Praise God. I believe one translation, I want to say it's Clarence Jordan Cotton Patch, but one translation says, put steel in your faith and stand up to him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now. We can put steel in our faith and stand up to what the enemy is trying to bring, because we know the Word of God is working in our lives. We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of those strongholds. And we're refuting arguments, theories, and reasonings and anything that would try to come against that word in our spirits and that word in our minds. And we thank you, Father. I thank you this believer who's listening to this is renewing their mind to your word and thinking your thoughts as we move forward in the word and in victory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.